Yeah, what's this space in here?
Well, maybe I've just not that, really drawn this thing to scale, right. But it's either part of this room here or part of this location here.
Was there a door out of the kitchen?
Yeah, door going out in this direction and with an attached garage on it. Sort of like this one,
yes,
here.
Sir. Now, it was what was it attached by? What did you call this thing here? It was attached by?
Well, actually, there was during the original remembrance of this thing, there was no attachment here. But in the last, say, 15 or 20 years, they put a little extension, sort of an awning type, metal awning type roof over it.
Well, before, when you came out the kitchen door, where'd you come out onto? There. Were there just steps down?
Just regular concrete type steps or wood steps, I believe, in the beginning.
Well, when you came out the steps to go right into the door, was there a place to stand there?
No, really. It just went right into the earth.
Yes.
Down to the ground level. No coverage at that time, the best I remember.
Yes, sir. Thank you for drawing that one. We'll get started with some of these questions here. Now, we were talking about all these fireplaces here in your house. That really interests me that you had that many fireplaces. Tell me about how you used to build a fire.
Well, probably I didn't get into the original building of a lot of those things because being the youngest in the family, you got a lot of special favors or else you was too small to do certain things. So a lot of my older brothers and sisters probably got into the brunt of the fire building because during the latter part of my years at home, my father had converted over to gas type space heaters. But I have good recollections of the fireplaces and the fires. In fact, the one that I put in my home is a double fireplace, and I use it today for building fires. And I think it was probably due to the enjoyment that I got out of the old home place and sitting in front of a good fire.
Well, tell me how they build the fires. You got to sit back and watch.
Okay, I really know how to build because I'm the only one at my home that can build one. My children can't build one, nor my wife can't build one and keep it going. But the key to building a good fire was to have plenty of a good, what we called at that time, fat lighted splinters. A lot of people call it kindling wood.
Now, what did you do with that?
Well, this was normally a tree that had died in the woods or out in the pasture. And it had been there for a long period of time, and consequently all of the materials inside this tree had become hardened, and the sap had sort of frozen inside the trees, and this is what makes kindling wood or fat lighter.
Yes.
So you try to find enough of these old stumps or old trees around, and you split these up into real small pieces of wood about, anywhere from 4 to 12 inches long, and you can strike a match to, and incidentally we used kitchen matches in those days. They're hard to find. I think I got a box around here somewhere.
Yeah, I see somewhere.
Right up on top there. But you used a kitchen match to strike and light this kindling wood, or I prefer to call them splinters. And once you get two or three of those together, and it makes an immediate blaze in just a few minutes.